They're a great bunch of boys. Yeah, we had them, had these boys all the way from under 12s, myself and PJ Kelly, and we had a great run with them at 16s. We went on, we won the Paul McGurr, and we won the minor county Donegal minor championship as well. And I mean, I nearly lost out in Ulster in the semi final to the eventual winners, but and they're just great bunch of guys, and they've been strengthened now with those young fellas coming in. Young Dowling, Owen Dowling, and Kieran Moore, and Kieran Tobin, fabulous young fellas.
Yeah, and of course, it must bring a great level of satisfaction to yourself and to PJ that so many of them, I think what, 8 or 9 of them, is it maybe more, are on the senior team, never mind the senior reserve team.
Exactly, I think there are 4 or 5 of them starting with the seniors, and another 4 or 5 on the bench, in the panel, the senior panel, you know. They're great fellows all along, and they always wanted to play football. They're always keen, you know.
And they weren't the group that success came early. Did you say under 16 was your breakthrough year?
16 was your first year. McCrudy's got the better. Said under 12 and under 13, as it was at the time. But we made the breakthrough at 16, and. Yeah, and again at 18.
We know these are strange times, and you had no under 21 championship last year, and I suppose given the way that the championships are drawn now and senior overlapping and one thing and another, you probably got very little done with this team until the senior championship season was wrapped up, was it?
Absolutely nothing done with them, Tom. And in fact, we're wondering if there's going to be an under 21 championship at all. In fact, we thought there wasn't going to be, because there was chat about trying to run something off in the middle of the summer, but I don't think there was too much of an appetite for it from any club, because they're all involved with seniors. So it's great to have it at all, you know.
Yeah, and the downside is, as you said, you didn't get any work done with them, so you've relied on games.
Exactly. No work at all done with them. So we hope to get... They're all in Dublin and Belfast and Galway anyway. They're all away, so hopefully we'll get them for an hour on Saturday morning.
Yeah. And 2 games so far...
We had Aroa first, maybe 3. That's, you know, first outing was, players were a bit nervous and the bench were a bit nervous, and but we got through. And we were generally worried about Four Masters. They're a good side. Like they won last year's minors, and they're, you know, albeit this year their under 19s are strong. But we did a flying start. We hit the ground running, so we got off to a good start. Yeah. Big help.
When I look at the team here, I see Peter McInniff, I see your own son Sean. He's been there right up to the years with you. I see Kieran Tobin, as you've mentioned, James Kelly, Owen Dowling, David Boyle, Shane O'Donnell, Conor O'Donnell, Rona McGeehan, Pádraic McGettigan. You know, they're nearly all household names in Donegal after this summer.
They're not a bad team now. They're not a bad side. Yeah. They're all great attitude, the whole lot. I'm never any bother with them. They always wanted to work. They always wanted to train. You know, they're a great bunch.
Yeah, and obviously in great shape, having come through the senior championship in terms of preparation and training for that.
They're all big men. It's scary, Tom, looking down at them. It seemed like last year and now they're...
Yeah, from boys to men.
You jump out of their way to saw them coming.
And talk to me about McCool's, as you mentioned, great rivalry there. You've crossed swords a few times over the years at underage.
Yeah, they're a great side again. I mean, some of the names there, like Joel and Oshin up front, I mean, it's scary what they did to our draw. You've Jamie Keegan, another fabulous footballer. You have Chad and Luke in the middle of the field, and you've Joe Boyle. I mean, they're all super footballers too, you know, all played under, you know, represented the county at underage, different levels, different ages. And say we had a big rivalry at under 16s, and we met 4 or 5 times that year between Northern finals and replays and so on. And they're super team, and we're very, very worried about them.
And tell me, have you got everybody?
Yeah, everybody is, well, hopefully. Dylan Dugan's out for the hamstring. Kieran Moore's coming on okay, hurt his knee, he didn't feature the last day. Unfortunately, Noel O'Donnell's gone. Noel went out against, he went over and he rolled his ankle against Aria on day one, so it's very unfortunate for Noel, you know, a young fella that had broken into the team, but next year.
Home advantage, worth a point or two?
Well, I don't know. You'd rather be at home than away, obviously. But it's probably one of the better surfaces at the minute, given the weather conditions.